it's disappointing to hear. I mean, people are struggling at the moment, even just running their cars as it stands. You have fuel hitting 180 a litre. You have increases in motor tax and a subsequent increase in VRT. It's economic madness, to be honest, because people can't afford to run their cars as it stands. People are deciding what journeys to take and what journeys not to take. We are in a rural area. We don't have the option of jumping on the Lewis or jumping on a bus. So, you know, we're heavily dependent on our vehicles. This just makes it further, you know, more difficult for people to actually survive and, you know, run their lives.
And you're also saying that those who can afford to buy new cars, well, they're just going to go to the north subsequently to buy.
Exactly. I mean, over the last 5 years, car sales in the States have dropped by 60%. You know, that's a massive fall. And similarly, the VRT take has fallen consequently to that. So what people will do, because the way VRT works is it's built into the price in the state, so car prices will increase. People will go to the north. Those who can afford a new car, those with the means, will actually go to the north, get a better deal there and pay their duty to bring it in, and they'll save themselves several thousand euro. The way the regime's actually set up, when you've got BMW 5 Series, for example, being taxed at the same emissions rate as something like a Renault Clio or a Nissan Micra, you know, it's madness, and it's the people who are struggling who will suffer most from this. Because if you need to basically replace your car, it'll be an older model you're getting. It's going to fall into the higher emission bands, so you'll end up paying a lot more in VRT and also motor tax.
So as far as you're concerned, the government increasing VRT is a massive mistake?
It's seriously damaging to the economy. One of the major factors or economic indicators that people look at when they're seeing how the economy's performing is car sales. To see that kind of a dip, it's only going to increase the problem. Now, the dip has been more pronounced over the last 2 years because of the abolition of the scrappage scheme. Without the scrappage scheme, that was effectively a waiver of a portion of the VRT, and that showed that it was possible by removing VRT to increase car sales. If we increase car sales, we increase VAT. We improve the take to the economy, and you know what they're doing here is they're literally closing down the Irish motor industry as well, which will have a knock-on effect in terms of the live register figures, cost to the taxpayer, and what they hope to raise in VRT. It's ultimately going to cost the taxpayer.